Hello and welcome to Sabbath Cafe Podcast, where we talk about spirituality in everyday life. This is Michelle, and you're listening to Podcast 5, How My Anxiety Affected My Perspectives. So this year, I've been listening and practicing to choose God's peace as my default response when I encounter all the different things in the daily life. As a result, or a side effect, God's opened my eyes to see how much my anxiety and fears have been influencing my perspective on things. And it happened again this week when I went into a complete panic attack over something really silly. Trust me, you'll laugh too when you finish hearing my story. Here's what happened. So let me tell you a story. Last night, we came home after dinner, and we were tired, and as soon as I opened the garage door, I hear this beeping sound, and that familiar beeping sound, which is no big deal, just means that fire alarm needs the battery changed. Except, we have a different kind of fire alarm in our house. It is the connected type, and it doesn't need you to change batteries. So I was looking, and I thought, maybe by luck I would have a chance to be able to find the battery and, you know, just swap it out. No big deal. Because it was already 9 o'clock. At least I could run to Target, buy myself a battery, come back and get it taken care of. My worst nightmare was if we had to sleep through the night with an incessantly ringing fire alarm. And it turned out that there is no battery for me to change. So I thought, great. I immediately thought, okay, I called the people I know, asked for handyman recommendation, and I was lucky. Somehow the fire alarm stopped chirping last night. So we were able to get a good night's sleep. And today I was able to find a handyman that's able to come in and take a look. Guess they felt bad for this desperate woman on the phone looking for someone to help her replace her fire alarm. So my handyman was very nice. He went and got the replacement fire alarms for me and swapped out these old 20-year-old fire alarms. But as soon as he set it up, and I'm like, why is it still chirping? And it's weird because the old fire alarms are, you know, once you disconnected them, they have no power. So they shouldn't be chirping. And my handyman said, do you have any other fire alarms in the house? And sure enough, behind the room behind the fire alarm that I had just replaced, inside, there was another fire alarm. And the chirping was inside that fire alarm. And that fire alarm is actually just a standard fire alarm where you swap out the batteries. And it was pretty new. And sure enough, as soon as we replaced the battery in the new fire alarm behind the room, the chirping stopped. So long story short, after I had written a check for a big amount of money and replaced two perfectly good, even though 20-year-old fire alarms, I realized that the real problem was in another room, in another fire alarm. And I had gone through a stressful night, stressful morning, asked for handyman to come out, replace the whole thing, gone through the whole drill to find out I could have fixed the problem with a $5 battery. Now, I just had to stop and laugh. I'm not sure what's all I'm supposed to learn from it, but one thing was very clear. I had my mind set that the fire alarm I was looking at, that old one, the one that I could not replace, somehow I just thought that was the fire alarm that is causing the problem. And I'd gone through the whole exercise to find out that was not the problem. And I didn't even think to check and see. I knew that there was a fire alarm in another room, but somehow it just didn't hit me. And I had to just sit back and laugh, because that actually has been something that God has been challenging me this whole year. We're halfway through the year already, more than halfway, almost two-thirds of the way through. Scary. But all year long, I feel like God has been teaching me that my assumptions and my perspectives are incomplete. And not only are they incomplete, but they have such a hold on me. I am fixated. Once I get an idea in my mind and I believe it to be true, I believe it to be real, I'm fixated on it. And it will drive my actions and my decisions. And God is kind of challenging me to take a step back, to stop, take a step back and consider other possibilities to my preconceived ideas. And this fire alarm incident has just been the perfect image, perfect illustration for everything that I've been learning, is that sometimes my assumptions are wrong or incomplete. And I just sort of been beating myself up a little bit. I wish that I hadn't been so flustered and stressed out and so afraid that my worst fear have come true, that otherwise I would have maybe traced the sound and realized that it wasn't coming from this old fire alarm. It was actually coming from the other fire alarm, and being able to think properly rather than letting my anxiety and my fear get the better of me and affecting my decisions. And that was just something that has been really challenging me. And on the same thread, I've been challenged a lot this year with different perspectives and ideas and life philosophies that I haven't really thought of before. And they actually changed a lot of the ways that I deal with things. It changed the way that, where I tend to be very negative, believe it or not, it's funny, because I tend to be very easily anxious, and I jump to the worst conclusions ever. I have this bad habit. If you read my blog or if you listen to my podcast, you kind of start to see me refer to that a lot. I have a really bad habit of always jumping to the worst conclusions. And somehow this year, I've been challenged a lot to not choose anxiety as the default reaction. I signed up to this exercise where every time that you encounter, you're in a situation where you feel anxious, that purposefully I would choose to stop and actually choose to be at peace rather than be anxious and be afraid. It doesn't mean that I'm always successful, but at least verbally, I'm confessing that. And I'm either through prayer or I'm declaring to myself that I will choose peace. I am not going to choose anxiety or stress or fear. I'm not going to choose anxiety or fear when I encounter a situation. And that has been amazingly helpful in changing this habit, emotional habit. It's kind of funny. Never thought that we could have emotional habits, but that's a very good description to what I tend to do. Yeah. And so I've been learning that perhaps I don't have to jump into this survival mode and constantly feeling anxious when I am in a situation that I have no control over. And these challenges to my mindsets and to my perspectives and to my assumptions have been quite interesting. I think at the very least, I've been trying to be more mindful of understanding my anxiety and my responses. Since I've been just paying more attention to what's been triggering those things, I've realized that how I think and my response and also my reaction, my anxiety, these are all kind of linked. Because with the exercise, what it changed me is when I feel anxious, instead of jumping into action or emotionally carrying that in the back of my mind, you know, outside I look like, it's kind of like a duck floating on the lake. On the outside, I look really serene. But underneath the water, my feet are going like 100 miles an hour. And that's what it's like when I'm living in anxiety. On the outside, I try to look okay, or I try to not stress out because I know it affects people around me, or logically, I feel like it isn't good for me to stress out, but I'm not really dealing with it emotionally. But what this exercise has been helping me to do is, instead of just repressing my stress, I'm actually taking it out in the open, and I am doing something about it, just differently than what I used to, how I used to respond. So now what I try to do is I'll put it in prayer or write it down, and I'll write it down what I'm concerned about, and I'll put it in prayer. And every time I feel anxious about that one issue, I will then continue to put it into prayer and declare that I'm going to choose peace. And then I continue to make my plans. What I realized is it actually normalizes how I respond to anxiety. And it's funny because, you know, I've been doing this for so many rounds now, and I'm beginning to see that a lot of things actually will work itself out very well, even when I'm not panicking about it, especially when I'm not panicking about it. And to kind of go back to my fire alarm story, I was really stressed, and I think my fear and my anxiety added to my panic, and it kept me from seeing and logically working out and to resolve this really simple problem. But somehow I panicked and I blew everything up. I blew things out of proportion. And so this exercise had been helping me to normalize my responses, normalize my emotion. And looking back, it's funny because there are a lot of situations or fears that I actually had to put in prayer. But now I think back, I can't remember half of it. You know, I was dealing with this like a couple of times a week, and it's been half a year. And honestly, I cannot remember most of these little triggers that plagued me, that stirred me into a panic attack. Most of these things I don't remember. And what that's teaching me now is I'm seeing how a lot of the things, a lot of the triggers of my anxiety really are simply that. They're triggers. They're insignificant. And it's a positive feedback, if you will, that as I change my perspective, as I let God upgrade my understanding and my perspective, that actually choosing to not give into my fear and anxiety and my panic attack or my need for control, not giving into my need for control, is actually helping me. So I think if anything, this whole fire alarm incident was a great point for me to look back and see how far I've come, see how far I've learned, and at the same time realize that, well, it's, you know, life is not perfect. I'm not perfect. And things are not going to change overnight. But as we continue, let's just take life one day at a time. And sometimes don't take yourself so seriously when things happen. You just kind of have to sit back, relax, and laugh at yourself for a little bit. and be grateful and be thankful that things actually are not as bad as I think they are, and that things actually resolved very, very easily. So that is what I've been learning this week, and a little bit of an update on what I've been learning for the past 6 months or so. Well, thank you for listening, and I appreciate you clicking into the podcast and listening to my update. If anything, I hope that my experiences has encouraged you in the ups and downs and the silliness of daily life. I wish you a great week going ahead. Have a good one, and we'll talk next time.
You have been listening to Sabbath Cafe Podcast. If you enjoyed this, please visit sabbathcafeblog.com for more information. Thank you.